because of you, and it's all about you. Thank you, Lord, for your precious Holy Spirit. We welcome you to come and walk among us today, to brood over us today, to birth some things in us and through us today, Father. Touch every person in this place today, God. We thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your peace. Oh, we just worship you today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to read a quick word the Lord gave me early this morning. So you grab a hold of it and run with it, okay? Hallelujah. He began to speak to me and he began to say, tell the people to look at the horizon, for there's a new day dawning up on you, for I'm the God of hope. And I have great vision for the days ahead, for I'm not slack concerning my promises to you and yours. Continue to believe with great anticipation, for great will your reward be. See, I have even greater plans than you have seen as yet, but no longer be held back from the ties of the past, for they have been severed that will hold you back no longer. Rejoice with great joy, my sons and daughters, for you are coming to your own. Your promised land that is laid out before you, take possession of it. Don't look at the visible realm for help, for what it offers is only temporary. What I have given you, take possession of, is lasting and will not fail. Don't live so much in this day you have that you forget that there is a tomorrow, for there is a new day coming. And though you may have experienced disappointments in the now, they will soon only be a memory come tomorrow. Don't allow the whispers of the enemy to tell you it has been this way for so long, things will never change. But look, there is a light shining on the horizon. It is one of hope and great victory. Amen. So we've got to get to the place that we're looking beyond our present right now. Look to the horizon. And you know, when you look to the horizon, I was going to write down the definition of it, but you're looking, it's so far out there that by the eye of faith, you can see it. And then when you begin to see those things that God has promised you, take a hold of them right now. And take a hold of them as if they were already yours right now. For he is the God of great hope. Amen. In the Message Bible in Galatians, it says, the title of this chapter says, Christ holds it all together. We look at this son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this son and see God's original purpose in everything he created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him. And find its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. From beginning to the end, he's out there towering far above everything and everyone. So spacious is he, so roomy that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, which includes people, things, animals, and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. So why would not God know where you're at? And why would not God know what you're going through? Amen. You yourself are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving yourself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly turned into the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets this same message. Amen. And that is Jesus is Lord. Amen. Be blessed today.
Praising Him this morning. So thankful. So thankful for who He is. That where the Spirit of the Lord is. Isn't that awesome? When you can say that and the Spirit's on the inside of us and flowing. You know, He's been telling me all week that what the enemy wants to do is get me out of my resting place. If He can get me out of my resting place and get me trying to do things on my own, striving, too much overthinking. But if I rest and stay focused in Him, then all these things will be taken care of. But you know, you got to practice resting. You got to practice focusing on the Lord. Amen. But we came to praise Him this morning. Ricardo's still taking care of Miriam. She's healed by the stripes of Jesus. She sent me a text and she said, I'm frustrated. I want to get up. But she's doing great. She's just got to give her body time to heal, and we thank God for that. And we got a message from Kay. She's been going through some stuff and had gotten symptoms of pneumonia. And I tell you what, they're healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. This old Nana got aggravated. You don't want to get a mama bear, but you don't want to get a grandma angry. It's one thing to get a mama angry, but you get a grandma angry. And I tell you what, you're going to see God begin, because I tell you what, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. Amen. Thank you, Father God, that only a God like you. And Father, we stand here today declaring that you are our praise, and we're not going to give our allegiance or devotion to anything or anyone else, Father God, not to worry. I am not going to give my devotion to worry. Amen. Come on, church. In the name of Jesus. All right. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all devotion, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith, to only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything? Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings, do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything? To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. Only a God like you do I give my praise. For the praises of men, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away, nor shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you would be worthy. Burning on the inside, Lord, that we're not going to let our fires grow dim. We're not going to separate our coal of fire from the body and let it start getting cold and warm. Father, we're going to stay hot because of what you've done for us and the fire that's on the inside. Amen, church. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, you don't need to just look around and say, well, and well, and well, but you stay focused on Jesus this morning. And you're only responsible to let your fire burn. And you sing your song and your praise to him. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I got a song in my heart today. Amen. In my heart it is. There is a dance rising in this place, rising in this place. There it is. There is a song, there is a dance rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire.
said, come like a fire, come like a wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like a fire, come like a wind, come like you promised, come like you said.
Yes.
Come like you said. Cause you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Yes, you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. And you never let it go.
Gospel song. I'm not going to sing it, but you know, if we'd go to Pastor and I, even when we were dating, we'd go to singing conventions, and somebody would get up there and they'd sing, "Heaven came down and glory filled my soul." You know, and sometimes Christians forget what happened when that heaven came down and that glory filled their soul. Because we get so caught up, just like Pastor Shirley said today when she was reading that in the Message Bible, we get so distracted and we get so working, and this is pulling at us and that's pulling at us, and we forget to pull on the one. Amen? Hallelujah. Because he is greater, church. He is greater than anything. I stand up here believing with my heart, God is greater than anything. Amen? Hallelujah. Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, come on, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God
is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop it? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand
is it
if you're with me.
Play that a little bit, Mackenzie. You know, I remember Jerry sharing, telling about when he was growing up, he saw, you know, some of his cousins and some of the other guys he went to church with and stuff. And he said, you know, I saw them out doing things they shouldn't do. And he said, and it wasn't that I wasn't tempted to do them, but he said, I thought, what would my mom and dad think if they heard about it? You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't like, and you know, it's, and I think sometimes if people would stop and think, what would God really think about it? You know, am I honoring God? Regardless, you know, is that my thought? Or is it I just want to do it anyway? If people have the attitude that, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, and I want to honor you, and I don't want things in my life to dishonor you, and people say things, you know, I understand God's grace, but I also know I want to honor my Father, just like I wanted to honor my parents, and think, now what would they think? What am I saying about my parents if I get out and do those things, you know? Have your way in me, Father. Lord, I give you.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Lord, we don't want to hold back anything. Have your way in us, Father, this morning. In the midst of our family and our church, just have your way, not my way, not their way. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your power that's working. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to, we're going to take up the offering right now as we continue our worship. Father, I thank you that you've blessed this church. I thank you, Father God, that you meet the needs of this church. That the people are faithful to give. And because they're faithful to give, Father God, you honor that. Glory to God. And you provide all their needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And you've said, Father God, you've promised us that you'd give us above and beyond anything we could ever think or imagine. So help us, Father God, to put our sights big, not just be satisfied. We thank you for your freedom, Father, for what your grace has done for us, setting us free. Free, you've taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and put us in the kingdom of light. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, this offering is blessed. Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom.
It's on the inside of you, church.
Where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. Come on now. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place,
all over,
where the showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Have you given your all to Jesus?
Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, praise and worship team. I want to turn everything over to Pastor. Preschool and children are dismissed to go to their classes. Nursery.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.